Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God's Word is always powerful in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What church do you go to? Noah asked. Huh? Tyler was confused. Why was Noah asking him this? And why in the dugout during the third inning? I don't really go to church, Tyler said. 9-year-old Noah was equally confused and concerned. Well, you should go to church to learn about Jesus and heaven. It's really important. My family goes all the time. Your family should come sometime. And that was that. Noah was about to bat, so the conversation was over. It was 4 months later that Noah was getting a drink of water before church one Sunday, when out of nowhere, he saw Tyler's family walk into church. He ran over to give Tyler a fist bump. Noah's parents said they were so glad to see Tyler's parents in church instead of at a baseball field. That's when Tyler's parents explained. Tyler's dad had just lost his job. The family was afraid and looking for some answers. They remembered that a couple months ago Noah had invited Tyler to church, so they thought they would try it out. As it turned out, the good news of the Savior Jesus was so comforting to Tyler's family that they came back to church again and again and again, until they finally joined the church a few months later. Just think, a family joined a church and became believers in Jesus, all because 1 year before that, 9-year-old Noah said a few things about Jesus during a baseball game. Wow, God's Word is so powerful. The amazing thing is that we can count on God's Word being powerful and working every single time. God tells us today through the prophet Isaiah that just like the rain falls from the sky and always makes the ground wet and always causes things to grow, so we can always count on God's Word to do what God wants it to. Sometimes the Word may give a little wake-up call, like an alarm clock in the morning, as it tells people to stop sinning and turn back to God. That's called the law. Other times the Word is so comforting and soothing, like aloe on a sunburn, as it tells people that Jesus has washed away their sins. That's called the gospel. But every single time, God's Word will be powerful as it goes to work. So tell a teammate about Jesus. Invite a friend from school to church. You never know how God's Word will work, but it will work. You might just see that friend sitting next to you in church one day. Even better, you might just see that person with you in heaven. We fold our hands and bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for your powerful word. Help me find ways to share it with other people. I know you will bless it when I do. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.